Hello, everyone. This is Chris Gill. I thought this time I would just relate the fantastic saga of getting a zebra crossing in Cornome. For about 3 years, I think I've been trying very hard, along with lots and lots of other local residents, to try and persuade Calderdale Council to put in a zebra crossing, or at least one zebra crossing, in the region of Cornholme. As you may know, there's no zebra crossing from Tobenham High School all the way to the Lancashire border and beyond, which is several miles. So if you wanted to cross the road using a zebra crossing and you were in Cornholme, you would have to walk about 2 miles down the road and then walk 2 miles back again. That would also be difficult because there's no pavement on some side of the road anyway. So, along with numerous other people in the village, we've had meetings with councillors, with the local MP, written to the mayor. Tobenham Town Council has had meetings, recommended there be a zebra crossing, at least one, because there's also Cornholme School here, which would be a good idea to have a zebra crossing near a school. There's a very beleaguered lollipop lady who tries to fight the traffic. And as you may know, they're coming into Cornholme, which is, the outskirts of Tobenham, from Lancashire on a 60-mile-an-hour limit, and they don't seem to realise, the car drivers, that they need to slow down to 30 miles. It didn't get reduced to 20 miles in this area. So basically, you have what's locally known as the wacky races going on, especially around rush hour in the morning and in the early evening. So there's cars zooming past, going very fast, and kind of racing each other and whatever they're doing, which makes it extremely difficult if you were hoping to cross the road for a mundane task such as buying some milk or catching a bus. What has happened is the councillors did come and tell us that there was a resurfacing plan for the road here. As you probably know, the road in this part of town is full of potholes, some of them are about 4 or 5 inches deep. And there's a lot of gravel goes flying around when the cars zoom past, which can maybe hit people or breaks, crack windows, things like that. So they did decide that the road needed resurfacing, and the deputy of Calderdale Council actually came and said, at the same time as the resurfacing work, they were planning to put in a zebra crossing. So it was like, whoopie-doo, do a bit of a victory lap. But then, as it turns out, now they have announced officially the resurfacing work, they seem to have forgotten all about the zebra crossing that they promised, and they're doing other road calming measures. I'm not really sure what that means, but I think it means involving doing nothing, perhaps projecting some psychic peace and love towards the drivers. So it looks like we're not getting a zebra crossing, either one or two, in fact, zero, which is kind of strange given the amount of zebra crossings in the rest of Calderdale. But it would appear that this is not a priority area for the councillors. I was really disappointed that the councillors basically told untruths to us. The local MP, who we met, was actually even slightly more honest because he said somebody had to die before a zebra crossing would be built here. So that's the fantastic saga of not getting a zebra crossing from Calderdale Council. There was discussion of direct action, such as painting our own zebra crossings or things like that, but obviously that would be breaking the law, so I don't think it's a good idea. Especially getting blind people to paint zebra crossings in the middle of the traffic might be problematic and cause some troubles for local law enforcement. So that will not be happening. So we will just suffer the consequences of Calderdale's inaction, and over 3 years that took to get that kind of non-response. So sometimes you try, but you can't always win, especially against a bureaucracy that is Calderdale, as they tend to just pretend that they're going to do something and then they don't do it, unless I don't know what connections you need to encourage them to do what they should be doing. But anyway, there we go. Today is a not a good day for the campaigners for safer roads in Cornholme, where there are a lot of children, elderly, as well as visually impaired, and others who would very much appreciate a zebra crossing in the village, which unfortunately we would not be getting.